The Idaho Republican Party's convention starts Thursday in Pocatello. On Monday, Will Reed spoke with Jonathan Parker, chairman of the Idaho GOP, about how the party is coming together after a bruising primary season.
So I want to start with the Republican primary. This May was the first time in a decade that Governor Butch Otter was not running for office. And I think it's fair to say that the race was hotly contested. Going into the convention this weekend, what's the feeling among Republicans? Does the party feel unified, or is there more work to be done to sort of get behind the candidate?
Obviously, it was, sometimes heated and arguably the most hotly contested, most money spent election in a primary in, many years, and that possibly, an election that, will be the biggest election, primary election in Idaho in a generation. But we believe that, I believe that competition is a good thing in the primary. And, one thing I know that the party is really good at is rallying behind our nominees after our champions have been chosen. And heading into the convention, that's exactly what we plan to do.
One interesting thing about this primary, I think, that Brad Little ended up winning against Labrador. He is a more moderate candidate. How are people interpreting his win? I mean, does this signal a shift towards the middle?
You know, that's a good question. If you look at the candidates, across the spectrum who won the Republican primary, I think you see a very diverse group of candidates or nominees. And I think that's something that is a good thing. That's diversity as well as, nominees that reflect all sides of the GOP political spectrum. So I don't know that saying, one election is indicative of where the party's headed. But I can say that, we at the Idaho Republican Party, we do have a platform that we stand behind. And we as a party and our members will be rallying behind all of our nominees and our diverse group of candidates in the general election against the Democrats in November.
How do you sort of go about that process of bringing people together?
So at the Idaho Republican Party Convention in Pocatello, June 28th through the 30th, we have committee meetings, we have our general assembly meetings, and at those meetings we'll be having all of our nominees address the delegates, as well as a few other of the candidates that weren't successful, address the delegates and ask the delegates and their supporters to rally behind our nominees. And we'll be, modeling the state convention in many ways after the National Republican Convention, where, one of the primary purposes and quite frankly, one of our motto for the convention is Idaho United, Idaho Strong. And we will be rallying all the Republicans behind our nominees to be successful in November against the Democrats.
I want to talk about sort of the Idaho values a little bit and the demographics of the state. So we're doing a series right now on growth in Idaho and how it's impacting different areas of the state. How do you think growth will impact the state's politics moving forward?
There's definitely growth and definitely younger people moving to the state, which, we're extremely excited about. But also we believe that many of these people moving to Idaho are moving here because of conservative policies in place. They want to be amongst, friendly in a friendly business environment, and they're fleeing states that might be not friendly to, businesses and liberties and freedoms. A lot of these folks are political refugees moving to Idaho to share in our conservative heritage and traditions and policies.
One more question that I want to ask you is about your speaker, Oliver North, who will be addressing the convention. What are your thoughts about the things that he might say, and how does he fit into the values of the Idaho Republican Party?
You bet. So we're extremely excited to be having a Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North speaking at our state convention. I think the biggest draw is the fact that he is the incoming president of the National Rifle Association, something that really gets our delegates and members and supporters throughout the state excited to come hear from him and hear what he has to say and what we can do in Idaho to ensure that our Second Amendment rights are protected moving forward.
Mr. Sherman, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks, Will. I appreciate the call.